Welcome, 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 everyone. This is your girl, Queen Sunny Honey, and today we have a phenomenal sister coming to you from South Carolina, a momature, an excellent woman to turn to in the hands of ministry and spirit and in truth. I present to you Miss Brittany Lane White. Are you on the line with us?
I sure am.
Welcome. Thank you for coming on today. How are you?
I am great, son. How are you?
As they say in the Middle East, Alhamdulillah. That's all praises due to God. Well, let's get it started today. Tell us, where are you calling from?
I am calling from Sumter, South Carolina, in the United States of America.
My hometown. And this is a very precious day and precious moment for me because you are a family member, a very prized gem. And I found out that you recently started a support company for women. Tell us about it.
Yes. So the parent company that houses the project is called B. Lane and Associates. And so the entire focus of my organization is to empower women to strategically actualize their goals. And so one of the first ventures that we began was parent education courses. And so we really got in and we wanted to talk to women about how to raise their children effectively, how to move them to areas that they would love to see them be more successful in, and how to advocate for yourself as a mom and as a woman. And the latest project that we've started is Moms 22 and 6. And so it's a support group of women that are mothers, and we want to grow and mature together. And the best way you can do that is by being in a village full of women, being a part of a community that is doing exactly what it is you would like to be doing.
Amazing. Moms 22-6, is that correct?
That is correct.
Where did that come from?
So one of my favorite scriptures, when I found out that I myself was having a daughter, I said, "Oh, Lord Jesus." And the first thing I did was jump in the Bible. And the scripture that stuck out to me the most was Proverbs 22 and 6, because I was so humbled in that God had chosen me to birth something into the earth. And I wanted to position my heart and my mind to rear the blessing that he has given me in the way that he would love for it to be reared. So that scripture from Proverbs 22 and 6, train up a child in the way they should go, and when they're old, they won't depart from it, has just been the headline of my life. So whenever I'm getting ready to be faced with any type of decision, I think, how is this going to model the behavior for Olivia? Is this going to push her in that right direction? And so that's where the name Moms 22 and 6 came from, because whether we're Christian or if we are part of any other type of religious organization, or if we are from varying socioeconomic backgrounds, we all want the same thing for our kids, and that's for them to be effective and be assets to society. So we're going to train them up. And that's where that name came from.
Wonderful. Speaking of great parents, tell us about growing up as Miss Brittany Lane with your parents in the ministry.
Oh my goodness. You know, my childhood was full of ups and downs, but we had mostly good times. My parents, my mother was a social worker, and so she worked for the Department of Social Services. And my father is a proud Southern pastor. And so he has been pastoring for 42 years, and mom retired from the Department of Social Services. And so growing up in the house full of philanthropy and compassion and love for God's people and strategy building was not easy. Our life looks a lot different from everyone else's. There was a lot more studying and a lot more learning that went on in our home than in others. But one of the things that my parents always pushed was for us to gain some type of understanding. And so whether it was how to be effective in a relationship, or how to gain some knowledge, or talk to your teachers about what you don't understand, it was always, we always circled back around to figuring it out. Like, you are responsible for your understanding. And I think that that has just fueled all of my lives. They are foster parents, so it's 16 of us that they raised. And so just being in a house full of people all the time was interesting. But for all of us, we have that same baseline. If you don't know, you're going to figure it out. And I think that speaks to our success as their children, and that we just continue to move forward because that thirst and that passion for knowledge was instilled in us at an early age. And, you know, it was Sunday mornings. It was three week long revivals in the summertime. It was three vacation Bible school sessions. It was, we had to be on all of the youth programs. And so, I mean, it just was fun times. It was crazy, but we made it.
Shout out to Moms 22 and 6 for raising you in that way. Here is a question for everyone. What college did you go to and why?
Well, at this point, I've gone to two universities and completed the degree programs, and I'm in the third as we speak. So I went to Claflin University, a premier institution in Orangeburg, South Carolina. That's where I got my bachelor's degree. And to be frank, I went there because it's our family school.
That's right. That's where I graduated from as well. Shout out to Claflin. Our family school. Can you imagine for other people that is foreign to them to know we have a family HBCU? That's right, people.
That's it. You have no choice. It is where you can decide where you want to go for any other post-baccalaureate study, but you are going to Claflin. You're
going to
get your bachelor's.
That's right. And where else did you study, and what did you study?
So I finished Claflin with I started that program with the intention of becoming a medical doctor. So I spent a lot of time in the lab. I had such a wonderful command of biology and chemistry that I felt really armed and that I was positioned well to begin medical school. And my dean, I was in the lab teaching one afternoon, and my dean passed by, and she stood in the door and she said, "You need to go on an internship." And I was like, "Okay, sure." I went on that internship, and I hated the hospital. I was so nervous every day. I would go, my stomach would be hurting, I'd have a headache. I don't think this is going to work.
Interesting.
And so we went on a weekend retreat. And the whole premise of the retreat was for us to really get connected with the divine and determine our callings. And so at 20 years old, I'm sitting there having completed 3 years, 3.5 years of a degree, and I'm like, well, what, God, do you want me to do with this information? What do you want me to do? And, you know, my parents are like, you're going to MUSC for medical school? And I'm like, I don't think so. So I ended up determining that education is the field that I'm called to. And in retrospect, I'm like, why didn't I know that already? My grandmother was heavy in education. All of my aunts and uncles are in education. My dad is a pastor, which is just the ultimate form of education. And I'm like, Brittany, apples don't fall too far from the tree. Get it together, girl. So I went to South Carolina State University, which is right next door to Claflin, and I got my master's in the art of teaching, certified in early childhood education and elementary education and high school math. And then I'm completing my doctoral degree now at Grand Canyon University, again, another education degree, and my focus now is adult education.
And this is a beautiful introduction to Moms 22-6, because with this platform of all the education from knowing how to deal with children to the adults, you are a one-stop shop. You are the Brittany Lane White X, the same way they have TEDx, and all-stop, all-inclusive. So tell us about Mom 22 and the gatherings that you do with the women and the groups. We want to hear the details, because I'm sure that there are lots of people listening who are in similar situations and could use an advocate like yourself.
Moms 22 and 6 is It Gets Real. And one of the things that I had to become disenchanted about with very early on in my pregnancy is that there is nothing easy about being a mother. It doesn't matter your support system, how much money you have. There is a certain level of challenge that comes with being tasked with raising another human. And in our group, so we have a Facebook group, and then we have some sessions that we do one-on-one with the mothers. We really talk about what motherhood looks like to us from our individual perspectives. But the catch is, you have to be brutally honest. And so we have just really given women the opportunity and the space to say, hey, this sucks today, and you know, I really need somebody to help me come out of this pantry closet and deal with my toddler that's having a tantrum, or my husband doesn't get it. I haven't had me time in 2 months, and I'm getting ready to pull my hair out. Or to say, listen, I have been throwing up for the last 6 months. Can y'all please tell, I just need you to encourage me to that, you know, this pregnancy is gonna kill me. And so we have really just opened up what I consider the pathway towards healing and wholeness. Because being a parent requires you to pour out. There's a constant pouring out. And, you know, you just need a space sometimes where nobody wants anything from you and they're willing to pour into you. And so that's what we do in our group. So the group is on Facebook. And that's where, you know, we can just have our daily comments and get our daily dose of inspiration. But separate from that, we have a monthly series topic. And for June, we talked about balance. And we kind of demystified what balance is and made it applicable for daily living. in this month, July, our series topic is mental health. And the co-creator of the Facebook group and I really changed our theme for July to mental health because it had come up so much in our one-to-one sessions. Moms just with COVID-19 and having to become their child's teacher, in addition to their mother, being concerned about their safety. And then there's a certain element of concern for mothers of brown and black babies in America right now, and a lot of fear surrounding the safety of our children and their futures, that we just have to open ourselves to talking about mental health and making sure that we care for our emotions and our mind. And so that's what we're doing in our group chat, and those are some of the conversations we're having.
Amazing. You know, as an educator myself, one of the issues that came up this summer for me is the mental health of women of color, especially black women. The statistics show that the top things, well, here's a pop quiz. What do you think the number one killer of the black woman is?
Stress.
That came in as number three under health. Number two was police brutality. And number one was the black male. So when I hear you talk about mental health, I'm especially appreciative that you are giving a safe haven for women to come and talk about these things from various backgrounds. But nonetheless, because I am a black woman and this is the problem, you are actually giving the people a solution. When it comes down to our children, that's a big concern as well, because COVID-19 gave the opportunity for parents to spend so much more time and appreciation for what the teachers do. But the police brutality reminded me as an educator that now is the time to listen to our kids. So is there a component that helps with mental health of our children as well that you're offering? Because imagine being a teacher, knowing that there's a colleague that you don't really rock with because something about her just isn't quite right with your spirit. And every day you notice that her door closes with so many of your children, your babies, for 8 hours a day in that same room. Are we able to offer something in Mommy 22-6 that's going to cover our babies and get our moms, our parents listening to the children to see how we can deal with learning about racism at such a young age? It's one thing to talk about sex, but it's a whole nother caveat out here.
Absolutely. So, you know, as an educator, we have to have comprehensive approach. And so the answer to that question is yes, yes, and yes. Actually, the theme for our conversations with Moms 22 and 6 in August will be the reopening of school. One of the things that I am so excited about and overjoyed about with COVID-19 and this pandemic is that education in the United States in particular has been forced to reform. We have been begging for it, asking for it, calling for it, marching for it, organizing with unions about it. And here we are in a situation where our health and safety had to be put at risk. However, we are getting to have some discussions that we were really asking for the last 6 or 7 years. And so in August, we want to arm our moms and arm the parents and all those listening with the right questions to ask and to help everyone understand their rights as a parent. And so we will be talking about, you know, homeschooling options and, you know, how to file grievances with school districts and how to stay tuned in with your students' education and where the resources are. So we'll be pointing parents in the direction for them to be able to access information. Now, on the flip side of that, we have another arm of Belain and Associates that is teacher professional development. And so I get the opportunity to go into school districts and talk. And so it's offering a little bit of pulse with you. I get a lot of pushback. From superintendents, from principals, because they don't want me to tell their teachers that your intention and what you actually did. And so, sometimes we approach, especially in the South, we students, particularly students of color, with this notion that that's not what my heart wanted. What's so sad is that our kids don't need to be responsible for overlooking your actions to understand your heart. That's not their role. And so we must that we begin to break down our actions and our responses started, and then modify and adjust your behavior. Yes, that absolutely means learn a new way. And so,
well, you know, you won't be getting that pushback anymore, Brittany, because the world has shifted. There is a huge spiritual shift. Everything that was off the table before, suddenly, hopefully the school districts will be calling you to hear you talk about your program. And actually, Belain and Associates is a solution for us right now. I hope that you sit on the board. I hope that you are a board representative. I hope that women within Moms 22-6 not only go to those town hall meetings, are participants in what's going on in the district, but actually take on the role, because that is the solution for the districts coming back and kind of being resistant. When you go at it alone, you're amazing, but when you come in with Moms 22-6, that's limitless blessings to you, honey.
Oh yeah, you're really talking my game here now.
Are there any testimonials from the women that you've worked with that you could share with us today? Give us a story time and let us know how a sister came into Moms 22-6 and or Belain and Associates and became a big blessing.
Oh my goodness, there's so many. One of my favorites, however, is a mom. And it's hilarious because I started working with her. I didn't know I was working with her. You know, sometimes you have folks that put you in roles and don't really necessarily ask you if they can put you in that role.
I'm guilty.
So she had been calling me her mentor. She's like, well, bring me my mentor. And so I just was like, really, girl? But this was even before I became a mother myself. Her kids, I worked for a museum, and her kids would come to the museum for summer camps and some of the other classes that I would put together. And she was going through a terrible situation with the father of her children. And so, you know, just I would feel led to have discussions with her about certain things, and I could just feel like she was taking it all in. And so we had a series of events occur with her students and my educator cap, and go into some classrooms and demand that they give her students the opportunity to take them out of special ed classes getting them put in regular education classes. You know, I just had to hold her hands in some of those difficult times and getting guardian ad litem to kind of come in and push some things forward with the custody issues between her and their father. And just a couple months ago, she reached out to me and she sent me this long email. And at the opening statement, I was in full-on tears. And I remember, I'm going to, the email started, she said, I can do this on my own. And I tell you, that just brought me so much joy because she felt empowered. And she understands her power. And she is willing to use it to benefit her children. And it's from just a few short, a couple years of working with her and pushing her and teaching her and imparting into her. And her oldest is going on to high school and her youngest is in middle school now. Both of them are straight A students and into sports. And so, you know, I want and I love for women to understand that there is nothing that is too far out of reach for them. All you gotta do is put one foot in front of the other. And so that's just one opening statement. I can do this on my own.
Powerful.
It's just so empowering, and it's absolutely.
Wow. You are amazing. Before we leave today, Miss Brittany Lane White, I want you to tell the people, how can we find your social media, Facebook group, and join?
Really simple. You go to Facebook groups, and if you type in Moms 2:6, so it looks just like the scripture would read, you just Moms 2:6, and click join, and we will accept you right on into the group. We do have a website that's going to go live towards the end of the month, and so I will make sure to send that domain name to you. Absolutely. So that you can share it with everyone else. But yeah, we're out here.
And for B Lane and Associates, how can we get in contact with you to get some of these courses? You know, this parent education course is not only a great thing for parents, but also for other educators. You offer so much. So tell the people, how can we contact B Lane and Associates?
Well, the easiest way to do that is to become my friend on Facebook. I use that quite a lot. My name is Brittany Lane White, and that's Brittany with an I. And just shoot me a message on Messenger, and we'll get started from there.
I thank you so much for coming on today and blessing the people, giving us solutions. We are the Knowledge Station for everyone that is back home. When I give you anything, I'm giving you my very best. And Miss Brittany Lane White is the best. South Carolina born and bred, a phenomenal woman, HBCU graduate, candidate for a PhD. The woman to watch. Before you leave us today, do you have any final words of inspiration for our mothers listening?
Absolutely. To every mom listening, I just want you to know that everything you need is right at the edge of your fingertips. You just have to constantly call those things that you desire for your life to you, because you have to know what you want, and what you want, baby, it wants you. That's it.
Thank you again. This is your girl, Queen Sunny, honey. Dubai bye, boo.